Hey, this is Dan from Comic Book Pit with another CBP Audio Boo. This is Audio Boo number 78, talking about The Mighty Avengers number 245. So this issue picks up where the last issue left off, with the Avengers defeating the Dire Wraiths, stopping their sabotage at the Kennedy Space Center. However, one Wraith, who was in disguise as one of the head scientists, or head space guys, I guess, at the Space Center, Dr. Cather, he hopped in the ship that they were working on and blasted off, and he had the Wasp on board with him, unbeknownst to him. So this issue opens up. You've got Captain Marvel zooming after the rocket and infiltrates it quickly, unbeknownst to Cather. And she quickly finds the Wasp, who was, you know, stunned and dazed by the force of the takeoff. And before they could do anything, Cather comes up behind Captain Marvel, blasts her with a ray gun, and the Wasp goes nuts. Well, not nuts, but she, you know, "You killed her, you monster." And she blasts Cather with one of her stings, and it stuns him into his true form. And, you know, the Wasp's like, "Wow, you are, you know, you're a monster." And it's like, "I am a dire wraith of the Dark Nebula." And, you know, they are fighting a little bit, and then Cather Dire Wraith, that almost sounds like diarrhea. We'll just call him Cather. If I keep calling Dire Wraith, I'm going to slip and say diarrhea. So the Cather alien, he's trying to get control of his ship. Apparently, if he doesn't get control of this ship and break orbit, the ship is going to be destroyed, and it's going to rain antimatter down upon the Earth and really jack it up. So, you know, he and the Wasp are kind of stuck between a rock and the hard place. So, it turns out, you know, as Cather also explains, that besides infiltrating Earth, they were trying to escape another sect of the Dire Wraiths, the Wraith Sisterhood, which are even more foul and evil than the Wraith Brotherhood. They actually kill, you know, the Sisterhood kills the brothers. So the Cather Wraith, you know, he was trying to escape. He basically said bon voyage to his brothers and said, you know, "I don't have to run fast, I just have to run faster than you." And that's when he hopped in the rocket and left his brothers to the Wraith Sisters. Captain Marvel is hearing all this. She's actually not dead. She switched to a different form of light and sank into the bulkhead, making it, you know, giving everyone the impression that she was dead, but she really wasn't. So she sends back a signal to the rest of the Avengers, and Vision's, you know, like, "Come on, Star Fox, you're with me, because you're an alien, and, you know, you will probably know how to shut the rocket down," leaving Cap and Scarlet Witch in charge on the ground. So Cap goes with one of the military guys, you know, further into the space complex, or the space center, to, you know, to check on their Dire Wraith. Diarrhea. I keep saying I swear I'm going to say diarrhea. Captives that they, you know, the ones they had from last issue. They open the door to find a bunch of Wraith Sisters basically killing the Wraith brothers that they had captured in the previous issue. And then the general, turns out to be a Wraith Sister. They can, you know, take the form of humans and infiltrate, things like that. So, naturally, everybody is a wraith. I mean, you know, human intuition must be pretty bad. I mean, basically, if you're an alien, it's like you need one semester of community college theater and you could pass for human. So, you know, I guess our alien radar is so bad that anybody can be a human and we'll just, you know, not even notice it. So they grab Cap, and of course they try to wraithify him, you know, try and kill him and take his form. But, you know, it's Cap, so he's fighting back, and he's busting Wraith sisters left and right. Cut back to space, where Vision and Star Fox dock with the rocket. Vision is, you know, manhandling the Cather Wraith, while Star Fox basically just goes up to the control panel and is like, yep, all right, we're shut down, we're good. And, you know, the Cather Wraith is kind of PO'd, and he's like, I'm not going back to Earth to face my, you know, the Wraith sisters, they're going to kill me. And he just kind of gets all big and bulky and mean, and he's like, you know, he's going to be starting something. So rather than the Vision just taking him down, he lets himself go intangible, and the Cather Wraith goes right through him and attacks Star Fox. I'm like, what the hell is that? I mean, I'm sure it makes for some, you know, made for some interesting and fun and exciting comic book paneling, but, you know, it's like, geez, thanks, Vision. You're the leader of the Avengers, and you're throwing me under the bus here. But, of course, Star Fox is no slouch himself, so he quickly dispatches the Cather Wraith. And the Cather Wraith is like, you know what, screw this. I'd rather die in the cold vacuum of space than deal with this crap. So he suicides himself, and he gets blown out into space and gets perished. The Avengers, like, oh well, no problem. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. They fly back to Earth. Cap and the Scarlet Witch take care of the remaining Wraith sisters. And, you know, just as they're kind of planning on continuing the war effort against the Wraiths, Nick Fury shows up and says, nope, we're going to take it from here. Thanks. Vision's not too happy with that, but he's like, hey, I'm going to make sure that my Avengers expansion keeps going. So we'll see you next issue, and for more talking. What?